Chapter 14. The Torture Chamber. On the other side of the mirror, the two men didn't move. Raoul saw a trapdoor on the floor. The Persian said, "Follow me and do what I say." The two men went through the trapdoor in the floor. The Persian said, "Hold your pistol in front of you, ready to shoot." Finally, the Persian stopped in one of the cellars. "From here, we can enter Eric's house near the lake," he told Raoul. The two men continued until they got to a wall. The Persian stopped and listened. He pressed the wall. A stone moved, and there was a hole in the wall. They went through the hole. The Persian stopped and said to Raoul, "We mustn't make a noise. I'm going to jump down into his house. You must do exactly the same. Don't be frightened." They both jumped. The Persian lit a lantern and they looked around. They were in a strange room. There were trees there. The branches of the trees went up the walls and disappeared. There were mirrors all around the room. On the floor, there was a long rope. "We are in the torture chamber," said the Persian in a quiet voice. "Eric had a room like this in Persia. There is a door somewhere, but it is invisible." Suddenly, they heard voices in a room next door. It was Eric and Christine. "You must marry me, or we will all die," said Eric. "Decide by 11 o'clock tomorrow night." Christine was crying. Suddenly, a bell rang. Eric said, "Who's that? Wait for me here." A door closed. Christine was alone behind the wall. Raoul called to her, "Christine! Christine! It is me, Raoul. We are here to rescue you, but we can't find the door." "I can see the door," Christine replied, "but I can't get to it because Eric tied me up. The key is in a small bag near the organ. Oh, Raoul, you must escape from here before Eric goes completely mad. I tried to kill myself. That's why he tied me up."
"Mademoiselle," the Persian said, "you must persuade Eric to untie you. Say that you love him."
Then Christine said, "Hush, he is coming." They heard footsteps behind the wall. Then Eric said,
"Why did he ring? He will never ring again. He is dead now."
"Who is dead?" asked Christine.
"It does not matter," Eric replied.
There was silence. Then Christine said, "Eric, please untie me. I won't escape. I promise I will not try to kill myself again." Eric untied her.
"You're free now," he said.
Then he started playing the organ. Suddenly the noise stopped and Eric shouted, "Where is my bag?" Christine had got the key. She ran to the door of the torture chamber. "I want to look at this room," she said. "Please let me."
"Why do you want to see the torture chamber?" said Eric. "Ah, now I understand. Perhaps there is someone in there. Maybe it is the man you want to marry. Well, it is easy to discover the truth. I'll put the light on, and you can see."
Suddenly, the torture chamber was full of light. Eric said,
"Go on, Christine. Look into the torture chamber."
Christine looked into the torture chamber. She saw Raoul and the Persian, but she wanted to protect them.
"There is no one here, dear,"
she told Eric.
"Tell me, do you like the room?" asked Eric in a strange voice. "Yes, Eric. But why do you call it the torture chamber?"
"Oh, it's very simple. Look at all the trees in there. Do you know what they're for? You can hang people on those trees. That is why I call it the torture chamber."
"Oh, Eric," Christine said, "I'm frightened. Please turn out the light in there."
Eric turned out the light. But then Christine shouted, "What is happening now? Something is burning."
"Yes, Christine dear. The forest in the torture chamber is burning. It's a tropical African jungle."
Eric laughed loudly and horribly as the forest got hotter and hotter.